It reminded me of this, and so allow me to, if you will, digress for a moment. You ever have things that's ready to fall apart? You know, things are just not going to explode. They're just going to just fall into a heap, and nothing is together. Nothing is right. Go back to Colossians, the first chapter. Listen to verses 3 through 17. For he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And in him all things hold together. It is the major non-collagenous component of the basal lamina, such as those on which cells of the epithelium sit. Basically, it is the protein found in the extracellular matrix, the sheets of protein that form the substrate of all internal organs, also called the basement membrane. They are a family of glycoproteins that are integral part of the structural scaffolding in almost every animal tissue. You understand that, right? You're all microbiologists. That is called laminin. It is vital in making sure that the body structure holds together. For those of you with an intellect more like mine, that is basically the body's super glue. It is the molecular glue that holds the cells together. Otherwise, we would just fall apart. So what? What's laminin have to do with the Lord's Supper? Well, take a look. This is what it looks like. The picture on the left is the molecular diagram of laminin. The picture on the right is an actual image from an electron microscope of laminin. You think that's a coincidence? Listen to the words again. He is before all things, and in him, all things hold together. God is sovereign. And in his sovereignty, he even found in what we cannot see in creation is Christ. At the very molecular portion of our being is the image of Jesus Christ. Paul said in Acts 17, 28, for in him we live and we move and we exist. See, even biology, even microbiology, proclaims the truth. The defining feature of all creation is Jesus Christ. It must be ingrained into every fiber of our being. Verse 20 of chapter 1 goes on to say, and through him, through Christ, to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross. And we come today to remember him. Father, we are amazed and left in awe when we see your handiwork. And not just the handiwork of the intricacies of your creation, but Father, when we see the intricacies of your plan. Your plan to reconcile us back to you. To bring us back and to understand, Father, what it cost. It cost the precious blood of Jesus. It cost his life. And so, Father, we come before you to remember that. We come before you to look at our own lives as well, knowing that we need to have Christ in every part of us, deep down, to have that relationship, that connection with him. We ask, Father, for forgiveness where we fail so many times. And we ask, Father, for at this time as we partake of these emblems, that we'll remember. And that, Father, our love will be intensified. Our purpose will be solidified. And that, Father, that we can understand just how much you care for us. For it's in Christ's holy name that we pray.